Hello, hello, and welcome to this edition of the Retail Gazette Unpacked podcast. I'm your host, Kieran Howes, and today we are talking all things smarter store efficiency. So what do we mean when we say that? Well, it could be that you're looking to level up your environmental impact lowering game. It could also be that actually, some smart formats for stores are available to you in your business now that previously you didn't think would be feasible. So it's a really interesting subject, and I have a fantastic guest from Modern Expo joining me today, who will introduce himself in just a second. But for those who don't know, Modern Expo is a future-oriented European company bringing efficient solutions for retail and last mile worldwide. For over a decade, the business has been driving change in the UK's food retail sector, working with top chains to reimagine the shopping experience. Every year, Modern Expo, together with their partners, levels up the market by launching more than 500 new convenience stores all over the UK. So it's a fantastic, interesting business, super, super relevant to the subject we're discussing today, and I really cannot wait to dive in. So let's go ahead and kick off the conversation.
Hello everyone, my name is Dmytro Wiesen. I'm Chief Business Development Officer of Modern Expo. In Modern Expo, we provide turnkey solutions for retail, including store shelving, checkout solutions, refrigeration systems, branding racks, parcel lockers, warehouse solution with automatization, and smart grab-and-go micro-markets. We operate globally in 75 countries, and our customers are very well-known brands in the UK, like Waitrose, Tesco, Morrisons, Sainsbury's, Royal Mail, as well as leaders on different markets in European Union and Middle East, such as Intermarché, Carrefour, Żabka, Allegro, etc. So role of my department is providing clients with innovative and comprehensive solutions that enhance the efficiency of their business, and at the same time, shape a modern user experience.
Perfect, perfect. So you're an ideal person to be talking with me about cost-cutting solutions. And of course, that's kind of the big picture of what we're discussing today. So in your experience, where do most retailers overspend in in-store environments without even realizing it?
That's a very interesting question and hard question, to be honest, because most retailers actually track spend quite well. They operate in tight margins, which force discipline and obviously cause investigation. So typical overspends are energy costs, inventory shrink, overstaffing, and operational friction. But that's not a new information, not the biggest overspend, which retailers do not even realize. It is one point which I believe is overlooked is the time. And why it can be easily overlooked, because you can't see it in P&L. So often it goes under the radar. Mm-hmm. Specifically, the time it takes to open a store. We still see the timelines measured in months, and the opportunity cost of that delay is enormous. Talking about experience with different markets and different retailers, best ones need as little as 2 weeks from the site approval to opening a convenience store, which means revenue stream flowing weeks earlier. Mm-hmm. And that's why at Modern Expo, our strategy is turnkey solution provider. We know that most of the losses are due to poor coordination between different suppliers and subcontractors. So we bring those pieces together in one hand, and the outcome isn't fixtures delivered. It is an efficient and profitable store opened in time.
Very interesting to hear you say that, because you're completely right. Obviously, time is not something that is measured like we measure everything else. So that's an interesting perspective. Obviously, Modern Expo as a company works with, I mean, so many different formats, from convenience stores to hypermarkets. You mentioned some of those really big and interesting names that we all know very well. I guess it'd be interesting to know from you what the biggest difference in cost-cutting strategy is between a small and large format retailer.
Oh, you're right. There is definitely a difference in strategies. So talking about big format stores, cost-cutting focuses mainly on high volume efficiencies. Just an example, it makes sense for hypermarket to invest in on-site solar panels, and basically Carrefour is rolling it in Spain right now. At the same time, for small format stores, that's much harder to implement due to the reason that the space is usually rented. Bulk purchasing is a great cost efficiency tool for large formats, but it doesn't really work for convenience store due to the smaller space for storage. Uh-huh. Advanced refrigeration system with heat reclamation are also most suitable for hypermarkets because much more heat is generated and also consumed, so we can recuperate it efficiently. On the other hand, convenience stores, they prioritize efficiency. With a very small store space, the goal is to maximize every square foot. As an example, using modular fixtures, which can be adjusted for seasonal trends. Also, usually in convenience stores, there are just one or two workers at a time, which is quite a big challenge. And they're thinking how to optimize this one, how to deal with the whole store operation. So as an example, installation of hybrid checkout helps to balance the workload of employees and eventually reduce the labor cost. So the biggest challenge for convenience store is how to design the store for one person operation, which is obviously not an important topic for big store formats.
Yeah.
So strategies are definitely needed, but the end goal is the same, just to decrease the cost and increase the efficiency.
Yeah, I think that's a really valid and relevant point, that actually efficiency can mean many different things depending on what kind of retailer you are. So for a big retailer, you may not be that limited by the efficiency of your floor space. But uh-huh. for a smaller retailer, the biggest efficiency you have is being able to maximize that space, right? It's a very, very relevant subject if you have a much smaller floor space.
Exactly. That's a big challenge as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, on the other side of efficiency, not overspending in many different areas. And one of the big ones there is, of course, refrigeration. It can be a huge drain on energy bills. So I would like to know from you, how much of an impact can the right refrigeration technology actually have on a retailer's bottom line realistically?
Yeah, it's massive. Just shortly saying, it's really massive. We all know that refrigeration equipment accounts for 40, 50, 60%, depending on a store, but of a store total energy consumption. So on the other hand, if you can cut energy cost by 20%, it's basically the same as increasing sales by 5%, which is also extremely challenging. Mm-hmm. So the impact of P&L is quite huge. And let me also give you a perspective on a practical example. In Modern Expo, we shifted our strategy in 2019 to develop energy-efficient solutions. And now we have a range of multi-decks called Coolest Slim Pro for convenience stores. So it decreases the energy consumption because we built in technologies like variable speed compressors, hot gas, frame heating, hot gas defrost, and energy efficiency fans, and other technologies. We have also spent more than 9 months in the lab optimizing airflow to minimize losses. And the results are huge, up to 75% less energy consumptions in chillers comparing with regular chillers with doors, even more comparing to open cabinets, and about 50% less energy consumption in freezers comparing to standard freezers. But percentage is a good, how about money? How about bottom line, yeah? So yeah. When you put that into real numbers, a typical convenience store can save around £80,000 over the lifespan of its refrigeration systems.
Wow.
Of course, the figure depends on store size, years of operation, but the point stands, savings are significant. And when you multiply this 80,000 per chain, per number of stores, the impact is simply extraordinary.
Yeah.
So I decided to explain this through an example because it just shows how big the difference can be when you move from like standard refrigeration to truly energy efficient solutions.
I'm shocked that you can save that much just from, you know, actually the efficiency of your refrigeration. You know, that seems incredible. So it's really interesting to hear that from your perspective. And I guess that leads us nicely into talking about, and this is something that I know that Modern Expo have talked about quite a bit, the kind of stores of the future. people who have been to EuroShop before will be no stranger to this topic, because I know that the company's talked about it quite a bit at EuroShop. But what's one innovation from that vision that's already helping retailers actually save money today?
Yeah, thank you. So first of all, I want to invite everyone to our booth on EuroShop, which will happen at the end of February 2026. I think I will try to explain, but it's definitely worth seeing it and feel it, touch it. So welcome. Yeah. And talking about innovations, like previous example with energy efficient refrigeration is still one of my favorite ones because it's here, it's proven. We are selling it for more than 2 years right now, and retailers are already saving money with it. So it's not just theoretical calculations which I provided, it's real data from real stores. And the return of investment in roughly a year, which is very strong case. We are also offering warehouse automation solutions, which is quite different from in-store cost optimizing, but still we are talking about the whole retail business, so it matters. That's crucial because every large retailer has significant logistic operations. By automating those, they increase efficiency and also reduce labor costs and possible mistakes. But the innovation that really stands out for me is our retail space configurator stories. It is a software, web-based software, so you can open it on your browser that lets you design a store, visualize it in 3D, and generate a full commercial offer in about 20 minutes for a typical convenience store. So this avoids huge losses of time during the planning stage, where normally multiple departments and stakeholders all have to align. Every department has their own wishes how the store should look like, which categories to use, how to increase the shelf space, how to increase the space between aisles and so on. So the alignment is quite inefficient. And it increases the time of store planning, which we discussed at the very beginning. So with this configurator, you upload your standard section book, set up a store, and the system produces a clear visualization for fast approval, which definitely helps. So impact is very simple. It cuts weeks out of planning, meaning you open stores faster and start earning revenue sooner. So talking about store of the future, I believe that it is a mix of technologies and improvements, with customer experience and efficiency as a key drivers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess that you're completely right that actually optimizing your layout in that way, you need to see this in action to really understand it. And so, of course, a lot of our listeners will probably be, you know, heading to EuroShop next year. So, yeah, the best way to kind of be able to visualize that is to come and see it in person, right?
Definitely, definitely. Welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. And when retailers are thinking about store fittings, where do you see the line between saving money and cutting quality too far? Because that's a very hard line to balance, especially in this day and age.
Definitely. So I don't think that I will open a secret when I will say that we need to look on it in a long-term perspective. Sometimes low capex looks very attractive, but the reality is total cost of ownership. For example, fixtures break and need replacing, and sometimes far sooner than well-made ones. Refrigeration has to be serviced and maintained, and the design itself determines how easy and costly that servicing is. High traffic stores need much more durable materials at checkouts just to keep the daily load. These are details which can easily be overlooked due to the low capex, but shouldn't be overlooked if you want to build truly efficient stores. So it's not only about costs, but about profit, which means revenue increase. For example, with lighting, saving money with poor one may look efficient in the short term, but in the long run, improved in-store lighting can boost sales by 10 to 20%. So the savings are not worth it. A couple of years ago in the UK, there was a dilemma around doors and refrigeration units. Even though the energy savings were significant, retailers didn't install them because customers simply bought less food from closer cabinets. And it didn't make sense. As we know, at the moment, the energy crisis completely changed that calculation. So the same applies to smaller details like ease of cleaning. A store that looks dirty or worn simply put customers off. and the fixtures must be easy to clean. So at the end, it's always a balance, which is very hard to keep, but the balance between cost cutting, total lifetime cost, and revenue impact.
Yeah, yeah, of course. That makes a lot of sense. And what seems like a no-brainer cost saving in the short term actually can end up being a self-sabotaging move in the long term, which obviously makes total sense as well. I guess some of the other things that are happening in the industry right now, for example, self-checkouts and modular checkouts, you know, those are becoming more common. So where's the real ROI when it comes to streamlining the payment space?
Yeah, you are right. Self-checkouts are becoming increasingly popular in retail. And for good reason, they optimize space in the area of two regular checkouts. You can fit six self-checkouts or two self-checkouts and another aisle of shelving, giving 30-50% of space saving. They also optimize labor. One employee can supervise 4 to 6 machines instead of being tied to a single checkout. So from customer point of view, the transaction is much faster, as you almost never stay in line to use self-checkouts. And especially in UK, people get used to shop at self-checkouts.
Yeah.
So we are working with self-checkouts across different markets and retail formats. And while the ROI varies by circumstances, in most of the cases, payback period is 1 to 2 years in like 80% of cases. Mm-hmm. Main drawback is a higher risk of theft, to be honest, typically about twice higher comparing to traditional checkouts. But a lot of technologies have been introduced to solve this problem. And with those technologies mature and scale, the ROI will likely improve even further in the future.
I mean, that's interesting to hear that because we hear about the benefits of self-checkout so much, but actually I'm surprised by the fact that crime goes up by half. But there is a lot of interesting options these days to keep that under control. It does seem like the efficiency that you get from self-checkouts or modular checkouts and even the physical real estate you get back from minimizing that checkout process, it seems to me like it's a logical choice. I mean, would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. It is already a long-term trend. I would say it's not even a future, it's a reality. So it's important also to mix. For example, lots of retailers use a mix of self-checkouts and classical checkouts, modular checkouts. So you need to know your customers very well and try different options to find out which solution works the best for you and for your customers.
Yeah. Of course, another thing that we really need to talk about is sustainability. Sustainability and cost efficiency, they often get actually talked about separately. But how do you see them working together in a retail setting and gaining benefit from both sides of that equation?
Yeah, indeed, these are very, very, very connected topics. Usually we think of sustainability as an extra cost or initiative. But in reality, it helps retailers save a great deal of money. So energy efficiency refrigeration, it's not only lowers consumption and waste, but also makes the store more sustainable. Same goes with LED lighting. Just simple examples, but it just clearly demonstrates how sustainability is really connected with cost cutting. Ultimately, most of sustainability goals are about energy saving, a lot of them. So, which also means cost reduction. By aligning cost cutting with sustainability, retailers kill two birds with one stone, lower operating expenses while meeting environmental standards. At the end of the day, there is a revenue side too. Modern shoppers care deeply about ecology and sustainability, really. They notice when retailers invest in these areas, and they reward them with loyalty and spend. So sustainability initiatives don't just reduce the cost, they also drive higher sales.
Yeah, it does make sense that actually in this day and age, especially, you know, I'm interested in what you were saying about consumer preference there, that they can go hand in hand and they shouldn't be kind of talked about separately, I guess.
Yeah,
Another thing that I know only too well about going and shopping in food stores, especially, is impulse areas, right? I think all of us can be very susceptible to impulse areas and also promotional displays. Mm-hmm. They're really key revenue generators. What's the smartest way to design these spaces so they pay for themselves?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So impulse zones are designed to encourage customers to buy products that they wouldn't normally pick up. So it's not on their agenda to buy those products, but still between 40 and 80% of purchases in retail have an impulse element. So these zones are one of the most powerful levers to increase sales. So when we design a store, we actually start with the promotional areas. Entrance zone is the key. It's the very first impression when a customer walks in. Then obviously it is a checkout zone where people often add a few extra items to their basket. And another highly effective spot is end caps of aisles, where products are much more visible compared to long rows of shelving. What is also interesting one from our expertise working with FMCG brands, impulse and promo zones are a huge opportunity for cooperation between retailers and producers. Together, they can really create very attractive branded solutions that draw attention to promotional products. And with this cooperation, they can not only split costs, but also deliver win-win result, higher sales for both of retailer and for the FMCG brand.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to find out from you, what's one lesson about cost efficiency that you've learned from working in all of these different markets?
So the short response would be think globally, act locally. And what do I mean by that? It's really essential to explore retail trends worldwide. And it's also an interesting topic as well, because we get used that many of them start in the US, but they would also highlight the importance of developing markets, particularly when we are talking about cost cutting in Eastern Europe. The biggest convenience store chain in Europe is Żabka from Poland. Probably the prettiest supermarket chain is Silpo in Ukraine. So definitely there are retailers where we can learn from. Economic constraint, infrastructure challenges they have taught retailers to be resourceful and flexible. And this is a moment where you see real innovation and cost cutting, simple solution which saves lots of money. And at the same time, while keeping customer experience on the highest level. So it's quite important to understand the global trends, to have an information from different markets, how it's developing, to understand which solutions you can use. When it comes to acting locally, the point is to understand which solution fits your market and the customer. Every market has its own culture, standards, customer behavior, and so on. For example, in the UK and EU, energy costs are a major issue. We all know it. And the energy efficiency is high on the agenda. At the same time, in Gulf countries, by contrast, energy is cheap, so that pressure doesn't exist. And another example, in the UK was one of the most advanced markets for self-checkout adoption. We already spoke about it. Customers are familiar with it, so rolling out self-checkouts here is far easier than in many other countries. So retailers from other countries shouldn't just copy solutions from the UK. They should adapt it to their own market standards, because their market probably is different. Customer behavior is different. So summarizing, it is a big challenge for retailers to know what's happening globally, to be aware about all key trends, but also know your customer locally, identify which trends to adopt and how to use them to both cut costs and grow revenue. So it's like all about awareness of the new solutions and testing it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. I think that's a really interesting way of thinking about it as well. You know, it just because something is working really, really well in a completely different market, that doesn't mean that for your nuanced and complex audience in a different part of the world, it's just automatically going to succeed. So let me throw another question at you then. So for a retailer with, say, limited capital to invest, what do you think is the first most high impact change you'd recommend to manage your cost, to cut cost fast?
Well, that's a very practical question. So thank you for this. I believe the most obvious quick win today is refrigeration. If you still have open fridges, retrofit them with doors. The payback will be very fast. Obviously, ideally, you would love to replace them with modern energy efficient units, because in this time, you can achieve much higher energy consumption, but simply adding doors to existing units will give you a big saving already. Mm-hmm. So Another option is make sure that your lighting is efficient. It's also the thing which you implement quite fast. Switch to LEDs if you haven't already. That's one of the simplest and fastest returns. And finally, a less obvious idea when we are talking about cut costs fast, but very powerful area is inventory management. There is many techniques to reduce excess of stock and free up cash fast. So I would love to recommend a book, Isn't It Obvious, by Eliyahu Goldratt, which is like business novel and shows how proper inventory management can completely transform and scale retail business in a very short time frame. This is one of my favorite books, and I believe every retailer should read it. It's very easy and practical at the same time.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. Three logical quick wins and a good bit of education as well. That is an absolute stellar answer from you, so appreciate that. What about, obviously, data and automation? They are rapidly creeping into physical store design. We've already talked about it a little bit, but how do you see smart retail equipment changing the cost equation?
So talking about this, I would actually go outside of traditional store and we'll share a piece of technology we believe represents the next generation of retail in general. So if you look how retail has evolved over the years, formats have become smaller, like from hypermarket to convenience store and closer to the customer. And that's why convenience stores are growing while hypermarkets have slowed. A few years ago at Modern Expo, we asked ourselves, what will the store of the future look like? And our conclusion was obvious that it should be very small, very local, even right in the entrance to an apartment block. So we were thinking how to do it, and this idea grew into Convenic, our smart micro-market. It is a full self-service grocery store with no cashier. Customers can prepare a coffee, tea, grab items from a smart fridge, use an integrated parcel locker for deliveries of products which are not stocked on site in a fridge. Pretty fast, we realized that this model works far beyond apartment blocks, so you can install this smart micro-market in gyms, hospitals, schools, universities, railway stations, airports, etc., meaning Convenic follows the customers throughout their day. It's small, it's automated, it's powered by AI to recognize which products were taken from a fridge, so it works without cashier, it follows you on all of the way, and it's quite convenient. We see it as a future of retail. Self-service, always nearby, highly efficient. We've already built a network in Ukraine, and this year we've launched pilots with our partners in Poland, and most importantly for us here in the UK. So stay tuned. This will be a future of retail for sure.
It seems like such a logical answer to just be with people at every stage of their lives and their, you know, their days without limiting them to opening hours and, you know, having to have these things manned all the time, which obviously is a really big cost expense. Yeah, it's a really interesting concept. I think in the future, I'd love to talk a bit more about that because it sounds really interesting. Unfortunately, we are very, very nearly out of time, but I'm going to squeeze in one more question. So I want to ask you if you could give one piece of advice to retailers trying to balance cutting costs with still delivering a really great customer experience, which of course we all know is very, very, very important. What would that one piece of advice be?
Yeah, it's a big dilemma. I would advise to always put the customer first. Know your customer, what's acceptable for them, what isn't, and test every cost reduction against its impact on the customer experience. Our goal is to remove waste and inefficiency, not to remove the value customers care about. So to summarize this, I believe engage and innovate rather simply cut.
Engage and innovate. I love that. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's been such a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much for your time. To our audience, thank you for listening along. I hope this was really informative for you, and we'll catch you again soon. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for the invitation. It was a big pleasure. Thank you.